Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Peterselka.
Hi, Jan.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Are we ready for this?
Sure. Why not? Well, we are going to miss Norma from being a co-host and producer and you name it all. For KTEP, it's a big loss to not just KTEP, but to the El Paso community.
Absolutely.
But we wish her well on her new adventure in life. And we'll stay back here and talk all about Christmas gifts because I think we're in the season, right?
We are. It's time and things are, you know, Thanksgiving is over and we've gone from turkeys to poinsettias. So this is a perfect time to be thinking about wonderful gifts for the gardeners in your family.
Right.
I'll refresh my little poem that we talked about the last time we were together. And it works for all Christmas gifts if you want to kind of cut back on the materialistic part of Christmas and concentrate on different things. What you want, what you need, what you wear, and what you read. And that falls right into the gardening genre, is, you know, with all sorts of good things that are out there on the internet right now. So
right, exactly. And it really depends on what kind of relationship you have with the gardener in your life. And,
absolutely.
You know, it's just like any other gift. You know, there's always a lot of practical gifts that you can give someone and things that they would really appreciate. One thing, and very soon after the holidays, we all start getting our catalogs, our seed catalogs,
oh,
to start
absolutely.
Planning for next year. So I think, you know, gardeners almost tend to hoard things. And I think a lot of times it's one of those things are seeds.
Absolutely. And then we look up and, oh, these expired 8 years ago.
Right.
So we have to be careful about that.
Yeah, you can never go wrong with giving somebody, you know, maybe a little gift card for seeds.
Absolutely.
For a great seed company as well. And that's definitely something that I think folks are always looking to try something new and try something different, especially your more experienced gardeners. You know, you kind of get,
exactly,
you know, tired of the same old thing. And, you know, you have the tried and true vegetables or flowers, but it's always nice to kind of expand those horizons.
And one of the things I saw last week at our ceremony for graduation for with our new Master Gardener class is that one of the graduates was given a seed box by her mentee, and it was wonderful, a great place to catalog those seeds and keep them organized so that you know, and for those people that are serious about germinating from seed and starting their garden that way, that was a really good idea. And yet other people, maybe this is a great way to offer gardening gifts that for somebody that's not a hands-on gardener but might be interested, and maybe you could kind of tickle their fancy a little bit and encourage them the next fall to come out to the Master Gardener class.
Right.
Always recruiting when we can.
Right.
So, you know, a nice piece of jewelry, or I think we all just love to be in touch with nature, and even if we're not actively gardening, those things are really nice personal gifts that reflect you. And when somebody wears a piece of jewelry like that, they're always going to think about you and the thought that came with that. So I think it's a good idea as well.
Exactly. And definitely as we kind of approach the holidays, it's just a big thing also to spend some time outside and outdoors. You know, a lot of folks, if you have a family coming in from out of town, and, you know, there's a lot of activities to do that are, well, I guess, seasonal related.
Exactly. And stressful.
You know, right. It is really stressful, but here's a great time to be able to go out there and take a walk and visit our, you know, Franklin Mountain park and take a hike and spend some time outside, because that really solidifies the reason why we're all together in this joyous season as well. So never underestimate those things that you can do for free that are outdoors and spending time with your loved ones.
And even going out into your own yard. I know at Christmas, because I think I've got to have all the T's crossed and the I's dotted, I get all stressed out, and I'll go out with my rake and my leaf blower and clean up the leaves from my pecan trees that are falling, you know, and I turn it right around and I have to do it all over again. But it's okay, because I've kind of physically relieved that stress. And it's also a great time to do some of your heavier work in gardening, because it's not so cotton picking hot.
Right.
And so that's a good time. But it's so it's, you know, you don't just garden from April to September. This is an ideal time to do a lot of things.
And exactly.
Rose pruning is going to be coming up too. And that's, if you have a gardener in your life, this is a perfect time to replace their gloves.
Right.
And there's all sorts of them. I was looking online. One of our master gardeners sent an email out for those that are available. And they've actually come down in price a little bit. They're ranging from about $20 to $50, depending on how sophisticated you want to get. So if you have a gardener that's in your life and you do have roses, this is perfect, a perfect gift to go with. You could even buy them a pair of pruners to go with. And that's a nice little package deal.
Yes, most definitely.
For what you want and what you need.
Exactly, exactly. And then let us not forget about the one of the biggest things that most folks do for the holidays is to decorate inside.
Absolutely.
And I was sharing with you before the show that this year will be the first year with a small little puppy inside. So that's going to prove some challenges as far as decorating, my choice of decorations for this year. But one thing that I know for sure that most people are either putting up right now, putting up their trees or going out and buying their trees. And it's always important, no matter what you choose, to make sure you take the best care of that tree.
Absolutely.
As well. If you do go the cut tree route, please make sure you give those trees a lot of water, especially those first few days.
Exactly.
They will drink and completely dry out that basin that they're sitting in. So you want to make sure that you get that tree nice and hydrated, and that's going to keep it as lush for the entire season as long as possible. So, you know,
well, and the heat in our house makes a big difference too. You know, it's gotten pretty chilly here in the last week or so. So
yeah,
everybody's kind of bumping up their heaters a little bit, and that is really hard on our Christmas trees.
Yeah.
And don't be discouraged in El Paso about the price. Mm-hmm. Of cut Christmas trees. I was listening to the radio just this morning, and in New York, mm-hmm. they're paying up to $1,000 for a Christmas tree, but not to worry, they get free delivery.
Oh my goodness. Well, that certainly, you know.
I know. Well, it should come with ornaments, presents, and a lifetime guarantee.
Right, right.
For that price. So, and
exactly.
There's always artificial trees too, which many of us have gone to.
And
nothing wrong with that. It's a personal choice.
It's a personal choice as well.
Take care of what you've got.
And also, you know,
tree.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely your Christmas tree on that. And as well, you know, looking at sustainability, that live Christmas tree, after you're done with it, you can put it planted in your yard if you don't have space.
Absolutely.
Pay it forward.
Exactly.
Another thing that we always see, you know, during the holiday season are those traditional holiday plants. And I'm talking about poinsettias.
Yes.
You see them all over the garden centers as well. They're covered in this clear plastic. It's the shipping mm-hmm. material that they come in. And then they have this nice decorative foil.
Exactly. And they're really pretty. But you also want to, you know, you want that. Your plants need three things. They're just like us. They need oxygen, they need fertilizer, and they need water. So you want to keep them properly hydrated. I always take that paper off and at least peel back the foil. I like to leave it because usually it's just a plain garden pot that's
right.
not very decorative. But you can put it in what we call a cash pot if you have it. And they're going to last for a good while after the season. There's a lot of information out on the internet about how to take care of poinsettias. And I will admit, they're not the easiest things to get to rebloom.
Right.
But you don't even really worry about that until the fall. And that's when they need the dark, like 12 to 14 hours of darkness and so forth.
Exactly.
But they do beautifully. And they're out there and provide a lot of color.
Right. And they like about 65 to 70 is probably about the max they can
That's
take.
Right.
You know,
right.
So keep them away from your downward heat
drafts
mm-hmm. and then as well as also the opening and closing of your front and back door as well. So, you know, a nice bright light for them, mm-hmm. you know, not necessarily direct light, but a nice sunny area.
Yeah, sunny area. And my husband, we were talking the other day because our family's not coming into town this year, so I'm going, am I going to kill myself doing all these decorations? So a nice big poinsettia, if you're not inclined to put up a full-size Christmas tree, that adds that pop of color, and you can do all sorts of really pretty decorative things with that. And another one is the Christmas cactus.
Right.
And those are so pretty, and this is the time of the year when that's why they're called Christmas cactus.
Exactly.
That they're starting to bloom. So right. those are a great gift, and they keep on giving for a long time. They like 50 to 60 degree temperatures, I think.
Right. So on the cooler side.
On the cooler side, exactly.
Most definitely. And I think, you know, I was talking, you know, poinsettias and all of these holiday plants have really come a long way. And
they
just
have.
These plant breeders have taken advantage. And you see all different colors and marbled poinsettias and speckled variegated poinsettias,
exactly.
and you name it, but that number one seller is always that Christmas
pretty,
red.
Christmas red. That's why it's red. It's
right.
Christmas.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
And that's fine. You know, it's a, I think Christmas decorating in general has kind of gone that way. You know, we've gotten away with from some of the traditional things. And for me, I'm a little old-fashioned along those lines. I just like, I'm into red and green at Christmas time.
Right.
That's for sure. But there's, and I was, we had talked, I believe, on our last show about the Norfolk Pines.
Right.
And I was shopping the other day and I thought, oh, get that glitter off of there.
Right.
Get that glitter off of those trees. But there's a zillion of them out there right now.
Right. So really great choices for large and small spaces as well.
And you can hang ornaments on them if you want.
Right.
Please don't glitter them up.
Definitely.
Because it's not great for the health of the tree.
So. Definitely. And if you're kind of want to try something new, I do see a lot of boxed bulbs that you can buy for gardeners gifts. So amaryllis
are gorgeous.
Right. I forced some paper whites last year. Some
narcissus.
Did you? And oh yeah, the smell was just intoxicating in a bad way.
I was going to say they're kind of stinky.
It's overwhelming. I mean, they're beautiful, and there's some people that, you know, they absolutely love them in a confined space in the wintertime with all the windows and doors shut. Not so much, but if you love them and you have a sunny room or an area that you don't really walk into very often, I guarantee that's a great thing. But, you know, try those out. Even your after Christmas sales, even though we're getting ahead of ourselves, you always see those box amaryllis.
Exactly. And they do beautifully in your garden afterwards. I've planted those. Most of them have been gifts.
Yeah.
And I planted them out in my garden and they don't bloom over and over again, but the show of blooms are beautiful and they last all during the Christmas season. And grow right under your nose.
Right, exactly.
Quick.
And I love those. Well, first of all, because they don't have a smell and they don't irritate my allergies, but they'll bloom all the way into Valentine's Day.
They are. They're
so
amazing.
I mean, it's a long-term investment on that as well. So there's definitely a lot of different options that you have for gift giving during this season. There's a lot of things that you're able to go out and enjoy the holiday season and this winter season. We have a great area in El Paso that we were sprinkled with some nice, really nice days even during the winter time. So take advantage, go outside, and start planning for the future.
Absolutely.
And we're looking forward to talking about some more maintenance, some tools
exactly.
in our upcoming shows, as well as some other winter gardening activities that you can do or build when you're out there.
Right, and that way you stay active, and that's healthy for you, and it just works. And then you're ready for the spring when the time comes. It's a time of preparation.
Right.
It's an advent, so to speak, of things to come in the gardening world. So
exactly.
It's important to do that.
No, it really is. And for us, there's a lot of reasons to be thankful at this time of the season. And I think one thing that we do need to congratulate are the newly graduated Master Gardener class.
So proud of them. So proud of them. We have 17 that graduated.
That is
so
wonderful.
There's 17 more people out there to answer your questions and share their knowledge.
Plus 24 new interns.
Oh, wow. Over the top. Over the top.
Exactly. And El Paso has a great Master Gardener base, and we have over 150, I believe, Master Gardeners that are out in the community, certified and in training. And we're all resting along with them, but they're certainly gearing up for 2017.
Absolutely.
So congratulations to the Master Gardeners. Definitely one of the best aspects of being your county extension agent.
It's a family for me, and there's been nothing in my life recently that's given me more satisfaction. I'm proud to be carrying that title of a certified Master Gardener.
Wonderful. We're so happy to have you, Jen.
Thank you.
Great co-host now, and I think we're ready to go here. Ready to wrap it up. And we want to thank you for listening to Good to Grow, and we want to thank Evan Walsh for producing and engineering today's show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.